Straight to the papers with Elitza. Israel is entering its 600th day of war in Gaza. How are the Israeli papers reporting on that?
That's right, Stuart. The right-wing Jerusalem Post has a front page here. We see the names of more than 1,000 Israeli victims of the October 7 attacks. In another article, the Jerusalem Post, here an analysis, writes that the Middle East has been transformed. The paper writes that 600 days since Hamas acted on, quote, a jihadist fantasy to destroy the Jewish state. Now Hamas has carried out a pogrom that would have made, quote, the Nazis proud. The analysis also says that the inability to bring hostages home shapes how many Israelis view the war. The left-wing Haaretz, however, has a bit of a different read. Enough is enough. Israel is committing war crimes, reads the headline of this opinion piece. The interesting thing here is that this opinion piece is written by a former Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert. He says that Israel is waging a war without a purpose, without goals or a clear purpose, with no chances of success, says the former Prime Minister. He calls Netanyahu's government a criminal gang that is carrying out a private political war and that is transforming the enclave into a humanitarian disaster area, Stuart.
Let's move to a different topic. A type of gas has been polarizing mountain climbers. What's this one about?
That's right, Stuart. Let's take a look at this article here in the New York Times. It reports on a group of British men who climbed Everest in less than a week. And climbing high altitudes is actually quite difficult because you can get headache, you can get nauseous, and in some cases, people even die. That's why climbers usually spend some time adjusting at the Everest base camp. But the Brits inhaled a gas called xenon to help them adjust to the thin air faster and shrink the timeline of their climb drastically. The use of the gas, however, is fiercely debated. Its use remains unclear, and some mountain climbers call it unethical. And that has, of course, caused many reactions. And here we can see the Everest guide himself with an interview for the Associated Press defending his move. He said that using xenon gas can make climbing Everest not just faster, but also better for the environment. Of course, he's referring to waste like this that's thrown on the road to the peak. These are oxygen masks that usually help climbers. The Guardian here has a different take. It talked to Sherpas who say that their traditions are at risk after record Everest ascent. The Guardian reported that Nepalese Sherpas feared that the gas could encourage more inexperienced climbers to try and reach the peak. It quoted a Sherpa saying, "The true significance of climbing Everest lies in the traditional way it has been approached."
And finally from Elitza, Donald Trump has been redecorating the Oval Office. What's he been up to?
That's right, Stuart. The New York Times calls it a Rococo nightmare asking for help. The redesign has been, as the New York Times calls it, significant. And it talks about a parade of golden objects. So let's take a look at some of these objects. Here we can see a Versailles-like picture frame of his mugshot on the cover page of the New York Post. That's right in front of the Oval Office, so it's really preparing you for the vibe that you're going to have inside. Then we have two of these golden mirrors. The New York Times calls them quintessentially Mr. Trump. And then, of course, we have little details like this doorknob or even the whistle that Mr. Trump uses. So, Stuart, if you're planning to redecorate your apartment, here's some ideas.
I need some gold. I've got a gold, one gold frame mirror, but that's all. It's a bit Versailles, isn't it? A bit blingy. Listen with the papers on France 24.